सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये।
My millions of humble obeisances in the Lord's feet of my Paramaradhatam Guru Pad Padma Om Vishnu Pasish Mad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And same millions of Dandat Pranati in the Lord's feet of my Shiksha Guru Om Vishnu Pasish Mad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. We today observe the birthday of our Param Guru, Om Vishnu Parsi Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, and also
disappearance
day of Param Pujyapad Shri Shri Gaur Govinda Maharaj. I want that some speakers, those who have some link and they know something, they should glorify their life, history and teaching. So I am requesting first, what name?
Raghunath
Bhatt to glorify his Gurudev, Shri Gaur Govinda Maharaj. You should come forward. You can come here. You should be careful. You should be careful. Why he should?
Oh, so many drops here.
Why?
If he falls over, then it falls on you.
Go on.
Om Agnata Vrindasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unminatam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Bhangam Langaite Girim Yakripatam Ham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarane Paramananda Madhavam Paramananda He Madhava Pandungada Chi Makaranda Se Makaranda Panakari Anande Bolo Hari Hari Harika Name Vanda Vela Harikari Ve Chakadola Se Chakadolanka Payare Manamo Rahu Nilatare Manamo Nirantare Rahu Ha Krishna Bali Jiva Jao Ha Krishna Bali Jao Jiva Mote Udara Radhadava Mote Udara Radhadava Mote Udara Radhadava Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapati Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Sha Shri Upam Sagujatam Sahagana Raghunatam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadhutam Purjana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Laita Shivskandhitam Sha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pushtaya Bhutale Shimate Gaur Govinda Swamini Dinamine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Radhikaya Priyatmane Shishimai Bhakti Vedanta Narayani Dinamine.
Oh, it is finished. Otherwise it will take so much time and we have no time.
I offer my Dhanva Pranam to the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru.
Microphone.
I offer my Dhanva Pranam to the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru, Om Vishnu Bhad, Paramahamsa, Shishma, Govinda Goswami Maharaj, and my beloved Siksha Guru, Om Vishnu Bhad, Paramahamsa, Shishma, Shri Bhakti Vinata Nirayan Goswami Maharaj, and my Param Gurudev, Nichol Vishnu Prabhupada Paramahamsa, Astotra Shishima Shri Asi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, And into the vision of our Paramahamsa Stotras to Srimad Srila Bhakti began to go to Nirvana. And our Paramahamsa Guru Nichola Vishnu Tad Paramahamsa Stotras to Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. I beg that I may be able to say something glorification of my beloved Diksha Guru. Actually, in front of all the assembled devotees, I'm a little bit apprehensive to speak, although I do speak quite often, but not in front of such exalted devotees. So I'm begging the lotus feet of Gurudev and the lotus feet of all of the Vaishnavas here, they may be merciful to me, allow me to say something valuable. Manda Brahmate Khan Bhagavan Jiva Guru Krishna Pashari Bhai.
What is
the microphone?
This is his offering.
Take microphone in front of your
okay.
Yes, otherwise no one can hear.
Actually, in position of speaking of my Guru Maharaj, it's a little bit difficult for me in front of all the Vaishnavas, but I'm going to try anyway because it's my duty. The living entities going undergoing many, many lakhs of species of life, going through many, many Brahmandas, many, many lifetimes, many species, until they become very fortunate, Bhagavan Jiva, to come across such a Gurudev who gives him his bhakti at the beach. Actually, I'm not able to speak right now, and I'm just going to, whatever I say, I'll say. You have to be merciful to me, actually.
Tell about
I have to find some people that I'm used to speaking with.
Tell about it.
I will. I'm going to actually explain something about the Srila Gokula Maharaj was very, very merciful to the conditioned souls, especially in ISKCON, and that he had the order to stay in the society, and he was much, much restricted in his preaching. Yet, he, as Gurudev was explaining earlier, he was so much bold in his preaching that he would not allow anyone to stop him in his preaching. Regardless, he was gradually getting more and more bolder as he saw the scope for preaching in the West. And I remember one thing he had come across. It's explained Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andhikar. All right, sorry. That Krishna is like the sun. Krishna is like the sun, and Maya is like darkness. And
Tamari
Dayasara Govinda Vishram. That Krishna's in the heart of the pure devotee. So whenever I was with Srila Govinda Maharaj, I had so much association. It was always like Krishna was there. I could always feel so much high presence. Just one example, I was driving in a car with him about 2 hours, an hour and a half late for a program. And it was a big crowd of traffic, and we were going on a bridge, and we were going to be about 2.5 hours of the program. I was totally in anxiety, and Srila Gokulnath was sitting there just chanting Nam. He wasn't at all concerned about the externals. And then when I turned to him, I said, Gurudev, is this Maya? And he turned to me and said, Maya has no scope for these affairs. He's very, very powerful. So he was actually very much setting the situation for me, my heart, what his position was in such a way. Mike? Okay. I'd rather just sit down and it would be much easier for me to speak.
Don't laugh.
So I'm going to just reiterate what I really want to do, Gurudev, in front of you. I wanted to speak about how Srila Gokulnath gave me instructions when I traveled with him in 1991, 92, 93, and 94 extensively in the West and America. He had actually, in 1991, he stressed the importance of being under this association, constant association of the Mahabhagavat, Sadhu Guru. He'd always say the Sadhu is always there, Charya is always there, the pure devotees are always there, Vaishnava is always there. He would always stress it so much that one time I came to the conclusion that perhaps he's telling me this conclusion more than anyone else in this world, because he stressed it every day, every day, every day. So it was like it was ingrained in my heart. So Srila Gokumaj always spoke how the sadhu's words are not theoretical. They're very, very practical. So his words came 100% true. Because he said, He explained how the guru is not limited to the body, and the guru will constantly give us guidance. So he said, if we just pray, if we pray, the lotus feet of our Gurudev, always, constantly, will always be under that guidance. So what happened during his divine departure, I actually had a very amazing experience before. It was in regards to my Govardhan Srila. I had this Govardhan that I was going to get in Vrindavan, and Srila Govardhan had overnight changed the Siddhanta about worshipping Govardhan as from Krishna to Haridasa Varya. And I was totally bewildered. Why is this? And I asked him, and he didn't give me a very good answer. He gave me an answer because the Bhagavatam says so. It wasn't a substantial answer. And it left me with doubt, thinking, why? And anyway, I left Bhubaneswar with this doubt in my mind. Who is Govardhan? Is he Vishnu Tattva? Is he Jiva Tattva? Shakti Tattva? I could not understand. So then I got this Govardhan in Vrindavan. I went back to the West and I worshipped him for several months. Srila Govardhan went on tour with us, and we traveled with him in Europe. And then when he returned, again, this desire, who is Govardhan? So one day I prayed to my heart, praying, who is Govardhan? I prayed to my deity, Govardhan Srila, who are you? Who are you? Are you Vishnu Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Maya Tattva? Not Maya Tattva. Jiva Tattva, Vishnu Tattva, Shakti Tattva, who are you? And then Srila Govardhan, when I woke up in the morning, actually, Ashram Raj came up to me with a book from Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Raj, and we were in ISKCON, and he said, hey, Raghunath Bhante, I got some amazing thing to show you. And I said, what is that? He said, and he pulled me into his room, it was like confidential. He said, this book is by Srila Narayan Raj. And he said, it's called Venu Geet. And in this Venu Geet, there's a chapter about Govardhan. I think you'll find it very interesting. So actually, I read this book. I read this chapter and it answered all of my questions exactly how I've been praying. and then at that moment, my faith in Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Raj was increasing so much strong in my heart. And then a few weeks later, it was Govardhan Puja, and Ashram Raj asked me to give class, so I took notes. And as I spoke this topic, Gurudev had spoken of, in my own words, it had so much solidification. My realization about the whole situation of Govardhan and Gurudev's position was increasing. And then sometime later, I had some dream, and Gurudev came to me in a very mysterious dream before I had really established a relationship with him. And at the conclusion of this dream, I won't go into details, is that I woke up with some solidified shraddha in Gurudev and increased my shraddha for my own Diksha Guru, Srila Gaurabhuna Maharaj. And all of our acharyas. And then Srila Gaurabhuna Maharaj and I had a conversation on the telephone. And he was telling me how now you're following my instructions, so you're getting creeper. And then he hung up, and I called him back, and I said, Gurudev, we got hung up, and although I knew he hung up on me, we got hung up, and I said, Gurudev, but I feel like I've been getting a bunch, and I'm not really qualified, I've been not following your instructions nicely. He said, now you're following, you're getting creeper, and he hung up the phone. And 1 hour later, I received a fax. It was an unsolicited fact, and he said, Dear Raghunath Bhatta, accept my blessings. This is my schedule during the Mayapur festival, and he gave me dates, and then said, for Sadhu Sangha come at this time. And it had no meaning. What kind of letter is this? I never received such a letter with dates. What kind of letter is this? And then I couldn't understand the true purport of this till later. So what happened is, Srila Govardhan gave me instruction during that conversation to stay in Birmingham till Govinda Bhakata, Ashram Raj, comes back. We were watching the Birmingham temple. So when he came back, then I was to go to India. And I was trying to go to Calcutta. Anyway, I'll make it real quick. I went to Delhi, and the day I arrived in Delhi, that very day, next day I went to Vrindavan, and that same day Gurudev had arrived in Mathura. So when I arrived in Mathura, one devotee told me, hey, did you hear what's happening in Mathura? I said, what happened? And she said, Narayan, she just arrived. So I went. And I kept a low profile, and I stayed in the back. There was maybe about 500 devotees in Mathura temple, Keshavaji Gauri Math. And Gurudev was speaking in Hindi. It was the middle of his lecture, and I was thinking, how can I speak with him? Because there's so many people here. He's speaking in Hindi. It's impossible. And I was praying that I could have some darshan with Gurudev. Because actually, Srila Govardhan was leaving, and it was such an amazing transformation. There wasn't a period for myself in which there was a space of bewilderment, actually. It was just a transformation from one form of worshiping my Gurudev to another form, because he gave me some special mercy in this way. Although, myself, I feel totally unqualified to receive this mercy, but somehow he gave it. And then Gurudev got from his Vyasa sign, got up, and he walked right towards me. And there was nobody between me and Gurudev. And I immediately put my head on his lotus feet, and Gurudev said, he went like this, he put his hand up like this. And I was thinking, oh, he means, can't you see there's so many people later, I'll speak with you. I'm not so accustomed to Gurudev's gesture of giving kripa like this. And then Gurudev sat in his chair right where his old room used to be downstairs, and I sat right in front of him, and there were so many hundreds of people there. And I was right on my knees next to Gurudev, and Gurudev looked at me, and he asked me, what is your name? And he said, my name is Raghunath Bhatta. I'm a disciple of Srila Gauranga Vrindavan. Before my Guru Maharaj left his body, I had a dream that was like a yoga lotus feet begging for pranam. And when I said that, Gurudev said, yes, I will help you. And at that moment, it was very, very mystical. And I stayed in, and Gurudev was testing me, telling me to go to Rupa Sanatha and make a stay there. I wanted to be with Gurudev. I wanted to get some association. I wanted my questions and my doubts to be answered. Am I doing the right thing? But it was so much of a heavy test in that place, actually, in Keshavijayagoda, my very, very tricky place, actually. Very mystical place. And that was my perception. And then, finally, I was able to speak to Gurudev a little bit more. But so many things had happened. And then when I went back to, I went to Bhubaneswar, I was having some type of dreams every night that time in Keshavijayagoda. Then I went to Bhubaneswar, and I went to Srila Gogramaj's his bhajan kutir and his samadhi, and I was begging for mercy, and I was asking, am I doing the right thing or am I doing the wrong thing? You please help me. Actually, before that, Gurudev was going to an evening program, and I'm saying this because it's related to the mercy of Srila Gauranga is not coming in any other way but coming in the form of Siksha Guru. That's why I'm relating the story, and I wanted to say it in front of Gurudev, but I don't know how I'm speaking nicely or not nicely. Anyway, so Gurudev was at an evening program, and he was speaking in Hindi, and then he turned to me and said, so, if the whole world is against you, but you have Krishna's sanction, what is the loss? And if the whole world is on your side, and you don't have Krishna's sanction, what can the whole world give you? And Gurudev said that, and it was like bullets in my heart. It hit me so hard, because he knew that I was going to go through so much external difficulty, with so much opposition, people trying to put me down, making me think I'm doing the wrong thing. So I had this doubt, am I doing the right thing or the wrong thing? This is my doubt. Am I doing the right thing? Am I doing what I'm supposed to do? So then when I went to Bhubaneswar, Srila Gauranga Samadhi was there, and I prayed to Srila Gauranga, my Guru Maharaj, for 20 minutes or a half hour, begging, please, you give me one sign, I'm doing the right thing or the wrong thing, please help me. I want to serve you, I want to do the right thing. And as soon as I got up, I went over to a bookcase, and I picked three or four books from the bookcase, and they were in different parts, and they were all Gurudev's books. One was Venu Geet, one was Bhakti Rasayan, and Sukhastika. And it was just like, I wasn't planning to, it was all books of Gurudev, and that was like confirmation.
In Gauranga Vrindavan's bookshelves?
This is Srila Gauranga Vrindavan's bookshelves in Bhubaneswar. I picked three books spontaneously, and they were all Gurudev's books. So I was thinking, this is not a sign. Then I went back to Mathura, and Gurudev was taking a massage, and he was sitting there, actually, and he was speaking, and the Gurudev said to me, you should understand that your Gurudev has not left. And at that very moment, I had so much inspiration that actually, yes, he's here in this form. So in this regard, Srila Gauranga Vrindavan, I'll just say one thing, that he was actually such a bold preacher, in the sense that he was really fearless, and he was really fearless. He was not preaching in the Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, where his words were accepted by everyone. On the contrary, he would preach in such a way that certain envious people would leave the room, leave the temple. And as soon as they would leave, he would come out with so much heavy things. Very, very heavy. He was really heavy, really direct. And he was so heavy that sometimes I would be shaking, actually thinking it's too heavy. They're going to get thrown out. So he would actually be so heavy. But actually I was thinking, externals, it looks like he was alone. He was alone, but he wasn't actually alone. Because he always said, I've heard him several times, he would say, I'm not speaking, I'm merely the reservoir coming from, I'm merely the pipe coming from the reservoir. And he would point to Prabhupada's prompting, he's prompting, I'm merely the pipe coming from the reservoir. He always said, Prabhupada's prompting, Mahaprabhu's prompting. So then he gave so many realizations how he was actually non-different from his Gurudev. We had that realization. So anyway, I have lots of things to say, but in this atmosphere, it's a little hard for me actually to express myself. I had plans to say something, but it doesn't come out the way I want.
Oh, you should know a trick how we in brief everything should become. This is the trick. And this is quality. That in brief we should speak that all essence should come in that. And if you are speaking for hours, hours, but not anything important, then how we can glorify it? Only 1 minute more.
Okay, I just beg the Lord's feet that I may become a qualified disciple and serve my Guru eternally, and then serve you eternally as well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Not more than 10 or 15 minutes.
Om Gyan Smarasya Nandana Asrataya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruvai Namaha Vanchakalpata Rubrascha Kripasindu Bevacha Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namo Namaha. So first of all, I offer my Dandavar Kinam Sri Guru Pada Padma Om Vishnu Pad Sri Bhaktan Dharayan Prasang Maharaj and the Lord's Feet of my Dvapana Vakshya Guru and Shikshya Guru Paraparma and Chila Priest Srila Gauravini Goswami Maharaj. So the life of Srila Gauravini Maharaj is completely extraordinary. Vandana Kodite Shakti, Jani Jani Jani. We have no power to glorify Vaishnava, but still we have some little greed to glorify their qualities, their teachings, their pastimes. So Griyajana Shikshaka, Nasi Kula Nayaka. Just like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was perfect grihastha and perfect sannyasi, in the life of Srila Gauravini Maharaj we can see exactly the same thing. Even as a small boy, he said the first book that I learned to read was Srimad Bhagavatam and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So by the time he was 11 years old, he said he had already read the Bhagavatam 5 times and the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita 5 times. So he had no desire to enter into the grihastha ashram, except he said his mother was putting pressure on. He said, the first time I met my wife was at the wedding. So he said, I was with my wife 7 times in my life. So I have 7 children. So in this way, you can see, even as a grihastha, he was completely sense-controlled. So in this way, there's no difference between bona fide sannyasi and bona fide grihastha who follows. So he was from a very poor family, so he had no chance to go to university. So even as a child, he was teaching at the school, and nighttime he would study. So when he went for his exam, he became second in the whole state of Orissa, despite studying at nighttime. So he was very fond of Harikatha, even as a teacher. In fact, he always used to teach, especially Srimad Bhagavad Gita, to his students. So one day, the inspector came, and he heard that Srila Gauravini Maharaj was speaking so much Harikatha. So the inspector became very angry. Oh, you should not teach Bhagavad Gita, you should teach mathematics, Odia, English, philosophy, science. So Srila Gauravini Maharaj is not saying anything. And next day again, he began to teach again from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So that time, the inspector came and said, what are you teaching? And Srila Gauravini Maharaj was silent. And the inspector opened up Srila Gauravini Maharaj's textbooks, and inside was Bhagavad Gita, inside the school textbook. So the inspector became very angry, and Srila Gauravini Maharaj became disgusted. Oh, that place, I cannot speak Harikatha, no need to stay there. So quickly after that, he renounced everything and took Vanaprastha. So many of his students actually became his disciples when he started to preach. Maybe 10 or 15 of his students became his disciples after. So when Srila Gauravini Maharaj left home, the village became very angry, and they tried to tie him up. They tried to, you have become quite mad. How you can leave 7 children? How you can leave a wife? At that time, his oldest son was only 18 years old. But Srila Gauravini Maharaj, when he was tied up, he said, you can tie my body, but you cannot tie my soul. And that time his wife said, no, no, I had a dream last night. Krishna has already given him sannyas, so you should let him go. So that night when Srila Gauravini Maharaj left, he walked and walked and walked and came to one village. So to cross to that village, you have to cross the Mahanadi River. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to take bath there also. So that river was very, very deep. So he was thinking, how will I cross? there was no boat. Then he saw one man walking across the river. And he thought, oh, that must be where it is very shallow. So he also went there and crossed across the river. When he came to the villagers asked, oh, Baba, where did you come? Oh, I came from across. How did you cross the river? Oh, I walked. It is very shallow. And all the villagers said, are you mad? That river is 50 feet deep. So Srila Gonga said, oh, I think that was Krishna showing me. Oh, you crossed here. So late at night, one very old lady in white cloth, she came and she did dandavats to Srila Gonga Maharaj. So Srila Gonga Maharaj asked, oh, Mata, why are you giving dandavats to me? Who are you? She said, I am giving dandavats to you because you have done what no one else has done. You have left me. You have left me. Srila Gonga Maharaj said, who was that old lady? She was Maya Devi. You have left me. So we know, we heard a little bit this morning, Srila Gonga Maharaj wandered for 2 years all over India, especially Himalayas, Haridwar. He said, I was trying to find a guru who could teach me the precepts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, but I could not find anyone to inspire me. Finally, he decided to come to Vrindavan. He thought, Krishna must fulfill my desire in Vrindavan for a bona fide guru. So there he saw the white Hare Krishnas chanting Hare Bol. He became astonished. So one of them gave him a Bhakti Godhead. So he thought, I'm looking this Bhakti Godhead for three things. I'm looking for Maha Mantra. I'm looking for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I'm looking for Srimad Bhagavatam. So when he opened this Bhakti Godhead, he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Maha Mantra, and Srimad Bhagavatam. He said, I want to meet that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. So when he went there, it was very hard for him to meet, actually, because they thought he was like Mayavadi. He had dreadlocks and very bright saffron cloth, but tilak, Vaishnava tilak. So first they would give no chance to meet. So finally he persevered. He went inside. Immediately Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj asked, oh, have you taken sannyas? No, Maharaj. Oh, I will give you sannyas. So Srila Gonga Maharaj said, because he spoke it was in the core of my heart, and I knew he must be my spiritual master, and I surrendered everything to him. So Srila Gonga Maharaj, also when he was a grihastha, every morning very early he would wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and chant Harinam and perform the Tulsi Pitakram. One night, one sadhu came to his house. So Srila Gonga Maharaj had 7 children, his wife and him, all slept underneath one blanket. So when the sadhu was leaving, Srila Gonga Maharaj folded that blanket and gave to the sadhu. So his wife became very angry. Oh, we are 7 children and we only have one blanket. And you have given that blanket to the sadhu. So Srila Gonga Maharaj said, yes, we have a house, but the sadhu has no house. So you can imagine how perfect he was, sannyasi. So Prabhupada sent him to Bhubaneswar to preach. That time he was completely alone. He had no money, nothing. So Prabhupada said to him, I want you to build a temple as big as Jagannath Puri. So Srila Gonga Maharaj said, oh, how I can, I have no even 2 rupees to rub together. How will I build a temple as big as Jagannath Puri? But he said, no, the sadhu is such a sankalpa. Anything he says must come true. So first Srila Gonga Maharaj said, when I was living on that land, the only construction was the ant hills, the termite hills. Nothing else was there. And my only companion were the ghosts and snakes and scorpions. Very dangerous place. So because he had nowhere to live, for the first 3 months of staying there, he had to live in the construction hut of the road workers. And every day he would do his program, gave him many orders, build a temple as big as Jagannath Puri, preach all around the world, and translate all my books into Odia. So Srila Gonga Maharaj gave the example of a completely perfect disciple. Srila Gonga Maharaj, one of his main teachings, how do we get the mercy of Guru Pada Padma? You have to follow the order of Guru as it is, without twisting, without changing anything. And he used to give a very nice example of Parasuram. Parasuram, incarnation of Godhead. So one time, his father, he was very angry, Jamanagni was very angry with his wife. And he ordered his eldest son, chop off the head of your mother. But the oldest son, how I can chop off the head of my mother? This is great sinful. I cannot do it. The second son would also not do it. But when he was ordered, Parasuram took off his axe, chopped off the head of his mother and his 2 brothers for disobeying the order of the spiritual master. So Srila Gonga Maharaj said, giving example, Guru says do this, just do it without changing, without twisting anything, then you can attain the mercy of Guru Pada Padma. So, very difficult place to preach in Orissa. You see in the Western countries, people do not know so much Siddhanta, don't know so much philosophy, so therefore preaching is a little bit easier. But in Orissa, very hard to preach. There is many, many against the Sampradaya of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Especially, you know, all Upasampradayas are there. Bhajan Nitya Gaur, Adesham, Hare Krishna, all are there, all against. So Srila Gauranga Mahaprabhu is preaching right in the middle of the nest of those who are against the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So very boldly, he established the deities of three deities of Balaram. Gauri Thai, Sri Krishna Balaram, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. When Srila Nityananda Prabhu, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swamiraj, he said, this is my last founded project. And Prabhupada put his cane in the ground. I leave all my mercy here. I leave all my mercy here. So after very many years of great struggle, he built that temple and he was going to install the Vigraha. So Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami had given him very detailed instructions. The deity should be made of brass. It should be shaped like this. So when the time came for the deity installation, all God brothers, all GBC, No Maharaj, you cannot install brass deities. This is not practical. We should bring the marble deities from Jaipur. Srila Gauranga Mahaprabhu was saying, no, this is the order of my guru, but they were completely against. No, you have to follow us. So Srila Gauranga Mahaprabhu stood up and he went to leave the temple. They asked, oh Maharaj, where are you going? He said, if I cannot follow the order of my guru, I'm going next door and I'm building another temple. And after I build the same temple, I'll install the deities of my spiritual master. And then, okay, Maharaj, you can do it. So very nice deities there, especially one nice story I want to tell you. You can understand how much Srila Gauranga Mahaprabhu had prayed for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavan became completely controlled by him. So we think it's very easy to control Bhagavan. Bhagavan is not, as like Guru Maharaj says, no 2 rupee rasgulla. So to control him is no joke. And that Vaishnava who is controlling, can you imagine his potency, his purity? So Sripad Lokanath Maharaj from the ISKCON Padyatra, he had deities of Gornitai. So they were coming on, they came to Orissa and one of the bulls, Ramnam Satya, finished. So the bulls were from Gujarat, those bulls are very big, and in Orissa the bulls are very small. So Lokanath Maharaj, Sripad Lokanath Maharaj asked to Srila Gauranga Maharaj, oh Maharaj, you take care of Gornitai. I'm going to Gujarat and I'll bring some more deities here. So Srila Gauranga Mahaprabhu was okay. He knew how to cook. He said, before I took Vanaprastha, I made sure I knew how to cook chapatis and dal. So he said, every day with my own hands, I would cook for the Lord and offer with my own hands. After 1 month, Sripad Lokanath Maharaj came back. Oh Maharaj, yes, give me Gornitai. Now I will return. So Srila Gauranga Mahaprabhu went before the deities. Oh dear, Sri Gornitai, now I'm afraid you have to go. Lokanath Maharaj is here. But Gornitai said, no, we don't want to go. We like it here with you. We like your Dharma. I want to stay here. So Srila Gauranga Maharaj was very shocked. He went to Lokanath Maharaj. I'm sorry, Maharaj. The deities do not want to go. Srila Lokanath Maharaj became very angry. Maybe thought Srila Gauranga Maharaj is joking or something. No, no, they have to go. They are Padyatra deities. So Srila Gauranga Maharaj went back again. Oh, I'm sorry, Gornitai. Lokanath Maharaj is insisting. You have to go on Padyatra. And Srila Gauranga Maharaj, this time Gornitai was angry. No, no, we don't want to go. We don't want to go. We want to stay with you. So Srila Gauranga Maharaj went back to I'm sorry, Lokanath Maharaj. Not possible. So Srila Gauranga Maharaj, ready? One of his wonderful specialities, how much he preached Prayojan Tattva. I said, your goal is Krishna Prem. Every lecture. The pure Vaishnava, everywhere he looks, because he has the eyes of love, the pure Vaishnava he has, Premanjana, the ointment of pure love. He said, what is Gaudiya Math? What is ISKCON? This is the factory of Guru Pada Padma. And what are they making in this factory? They're making the ointment of pure love. So we are here serving in the factory of Guru Maharaj. And we are asking for the wage. What is the wage? That ointment of pure love of Godhead. So always, every lecture he was stressing, our goal is Krishna Prem. Your goal is Krishna Prem. How you get it? Krishna Bhakti, Jama, Poi, Sarusam, Krishna Prema, Jama, Tena, Puna, Mukya. The only place you get pure Sarusanga is in association of pure Vaishnava. He used to say, how much Krishna you want? Do you want 5%? Do you want 10%? Do you want 20%? If you want 100% Krishna, then you have to go to the 100% sadhu and completely surrender there. Without duplicity, without our crookedness, completely surrender that to the sadhu, you will definitely get Krishna Prem. So we know Srila Gauda Maharaj is very hard to fulfill all the desires of his Guru Maharaj. So how do we know the glories of Nityalila Priest Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj? How do we know he was great? How do we know he was a premier bhakta? How do we know he was empowered by his guru? Because he could make one disciple like Nityalila Priest Srila Gauda Maharaj. Isn't Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur? He had 60,000 disciples. He said, if I can make one pure disciple, then my guruship is successful. So we know the glories of Srila Prabhupada. He could make such an empowered personality like Srila Gauda Maharaj. So I'm very lucky that I could meet him. He completely pulled me out of a very terrible situation, completely engrossed in Maya. So he was very, very affectionate to all his disciples. Also, so today we are feeling great loss, great separation. But also we are also especially indebted to him, because only by his mercy, by his teachings, by putting that, he could put his, that greed in the heart of all disciples. His disciples became like madmen to hear Harikatha. They became like madmen for Sadhu Sangha. So that is his mercy. He could make wretched persons, fallen persons, he could make them mad for Guru and Gauranga. So his disappearance today, we are begging his mercy. So I'd like to thank him very much, because he personally indicated one time I asked him in Calcutta Airport, oh, Guru Maharaj...
Don't prolong.
Huh?
Don't prolong.
Okay. He was in Calcutta, so I asked him, I have a great fear. What will I do when you leave your body, when you leave this world? How will I do service? Under whose guidance will I do service? I don't understand. So he laughed and said, oh, you should immediately run to the Shiksha Guru. So then I was like, but who do I go to? I don't know anyone. So Srila Gauda Maharaj said, don't worry, I will arrange everything. Gurudev will arrange all association. So I'm very lucky he put me under the guidance.
Yes, can I go to Srila Narayana Maharaj once? Yes. And he said,
one small thing also. One time he came to Singapore. So that time we had the good fortune to meet Pujapad Padmanabha Maharaj and Pran Kishore Guru. They were collecting with paintings, and we were also collecting with paintings. Srila Gauda said, beg, borrow, steal, just bring money. I have to finish this temple. Prabhupada is beating me every day. Oh, God, Govind, oh, God. Why you have not finished the temple? So we met these two nice devotees, and we were always talking about Srila Gauda Maharaj, and they were always talking about Srila Guru Maharaj. So I became astonished. Oh, only we can talk about our Guru Maharaj. No one else can talk about their Guru Maharaj. So they had so much faith in him, so I became curious. So when we came to Calcutta, we took that chance, and I asked, oh, Srila Maharaj, Srila Guru Maharaj, everyone is leaving ISKCON and going to Srila Narayana Maharaj. What is your opinion of that? What do you think of that? So Srila Gauda Maharaj became very grave. He said, hey, so you should understand what is ISKCON, who is a bona fide member of ISKCON. ISKCON means International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So that Vaishnava who is 100% Krishna conscious, he's an actual life member of ISKCON.
Go Premananda!
He said, you are thinking ISKCON, non-ISKCON, but this has nothing to do with Vaishnavism. So this was like an atom bomb on my head, because Srila Gauda Maharaj was completely dedicated to ISKCON and completely dedicated to the service of his spiritual master. So coming from him, I never heard anything like it. So I was very stunned. Then he stood up and he said in a soft voice, he said, yes, and if you get the chance for his association, you should run there. So when I looked around, I couldn't believe no one else heard it. That was just... he said it just, and I don't know, Yoga Maya, Maha Maya, only I heard that. So Srila Gauda Maharaj, the last thing he said to me, I remember, he was going to Mayapur. So I asked him, can I come with you to Mayapur? He said, no need to go there. You just stay here. See, the last class he gave was the most astonishing class. Maybe 150 verses. He was such a vastly learned personality. You cannot imagine. Maybe 150, 200 verses in that class, all about the 10 divisions of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Puranas. And he said, unless you know all these things, you cannot become a Vaishnava. So I was thinking, oh my God. So every day I try to ask one question. So that, I said, Srila Guru Maharaj, you are saying that unless we know all the Siddhanta, then we can't become a Vaishnava. but I don't know Sanskrit, I don't know Bengali, even my English is not very strong. Does that mean I cannot become a Vaishnava? So last thing he said, Are Mukum Karoti Vacharam Pam Gun Langate Girim Yatkripa Tamahambande Shizunatala. He said, one day you'll sit on Vyasa-san and all the Vedas will come out of your mouth. He says, that time you will not be speaking. It will be coming automatically. He said, then you will realize the mercy of your Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much.
ISKCON leaders, they never want that I should visit their any center. They were and are very against. But I think Gaur Govind Maharaj wanted that my Shiv Vigrah should be established by Narayan Maharaj. And that is why he inspired his disciples.
Jagadish Pandit.
And Sachinandan especially. Sachinandan, very powerful. Very powerful. And he was working in government anywhere. Very powerful. So he called me. And all were against this. But he was powerful. He never heard anyone. And he called, I went there. And I established with all my hands two big vigrahas. One in the temple and one in this side.
Gopalji also. Gopalji.
So, in the morning I told so many things about him. But I don't believe in dreams so much. If a snake is coming and biting you, then in woke up, when he woke up, will that snake will come and bite? So don't give importance of dreams. Only the importance of dreams are for those who are realized persons. They're walking and sleeping. So, same thing. But our not. So, try to tell, glorify. Like, Laukik Shabda Bandhuvat. There should no question at all in his speaking. I know Gaur Govind Maharaj was what manifestation of Abhiram Goswami. You know Abhiram Goswami? When he used to sprinkle his mercy to anyone, he has a
whip.
And he used to be. This was his mercy. And Krishna Prem used to come. I think he also used. He has a danda stick.
Yes.
And, I think very rare disciple will be that those who have not taken his danda on his back or head or here and there. This was a special mercy. But I think no one was unhappy. All having his lathi stay here, it inspires so much. That I know, I have heard. Jagadish Pandit and so many were. Have you received a stick on your back or anywhere?
Many, many times.
Many times. You have not.
Jagadish Pandit in one class 20 times.
Mr. Hog and Mr. Dog.
Anyhow, we are offering Pushpanjali in his lotus feet today. He should be pleased to sprinkle his mercy on us that we should be like. Now, Shyam Rani Sur speaks something in brief, direct, not indirect. Like you told about, or Guru Maharaj, something indirect. Or you should tell direct about his life and precepts, about Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati.
Om Jnanam Timirandasya Jnanam Janasalakaya Taksuram Yunitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. First, I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my Paramarajitama, Diksha Guru Padapadma, Nichalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pai, Astotara Sata Sri Shima Chula Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet for my Paramarajitama Shiksha Guru Padapadma, Om Vishnu Pad, Astotara Sata Sri Shima Chula Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. And to my Param Gurudev, Nichalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad, Astotara Sata Sri Shima Chula Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. Last year, in Germany, Srila Gurudev spoke something about Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. One of his glories is that he reestablished the sannyas ashram and reestablished the sacred thread. He was criticized that this has not been done before. But actually he established that this was done since the beginning of time. This was in the pastimes of Ramchandra with Vishwamitra Muni. This was in the pastimes of Janaka Maharaj asking Jagyavalka, how can we perfect our lives? And he responded by telling how one goes through brahmachari, grihastha, varnaprastha, and sannyas. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, as Gurudev explained this morning, he wanted to purify the whole system so that one can actually become perfect in Krishna consciousness by reestablishing the rules and regulations that had been lost in the what was called the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Before him, people who were respectable would abhor the name of Gaudiya Sampradaya. But he and his father and Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, reestablished the integrity of the Gaudiya Sampradaya by establishing the sannyas system. During the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu took sannyas, as did Nityananda Prabhu and Swarup Damodar and others. But under him, the six Goswamis and Lokanath Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, they felt that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so we shouldn't imitate him and take sannyas. Also, Rupa and Sanatana were thinking, we're Muslims, we shouldn't take sannyas, we should just take simple Babaji vesh, just wear a white cloth. There was no scriptural name Babaji, just we should take white cloth and not imitate. But gradually this became degraded, and as Gurudev said this morning, all the Babajis began to have so many widows and engage in so-called parakya ras with these widows. So in order to establish the integrity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sampradaya, he reestablished the sannyas system. That is, our previous Goswamis, they are Paramahamsas. They're beyond rules and regulations. So they should wear Paramahamsa Vesh. But now we are conditioned souls, so putting the Paramahamsa Vesh on our heads, we should again follow Varnashram, and with the system of brahmachari to sannyas. Also, he reestablished the sacred thread ceremony, that not only those who are born in a Brahmin family would be called Brahmin, but actually one who's qualified to be Brahmana, who's taken initiation by a bona fide guru, and who's following the instructions and principles of Brahminical life, no matter what station he's from, no matter what country he's from, he can become a bona fide Brahmana, just as bell metal mixed with mercury can become gold. So anyone in any country can accept Brahminical initiation from a bona fide sadguru and become a bona fide Brahmana and gradually a pure devotee of the Lord. He was a great, perfect follower of Bhaktivinoda Dwara, the line of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he understood his Gurudev and father better than anyone. I hope this isn't indirect. But there was an Istagosti held in 1952 in Chaitanya Saraswat Math, wherein many sannyasi disciples of Srila Prabhupada were present. And one of the participants in the Istagosti very humbly asked that there seems to be a difference in opinion between the commentary of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and the commentary of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the fifth verse of Sri Upadeshamrit, Krishneti Yashigiri Tam Manasadriyeta Dikshasti Chet Pranativish Chabadantumisham. So then one of the sannyasis asked, what is the difference? And he said, there appears to be a difference because Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur said that one should offer pranam from the core of his heart to anyone who's chanting nam, even if there's no sambandha, even if that person is ignorant, he doesn't have much knowledge of tattva, and even if, as long as he's initiated by a sadguru, and as long as he's doesn't engage in immoral behavior, in illicit connection with women or maya bodies. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his commentary is different, or appears to be different. He says that one should offer pranam within the core of one's heart and with his physical obeisances if one is chanting nam with sambandha, that he has some realization of his relationship with Krishna, that he's accepted diksha from a sadguru, and he's continually chanting nam with love and affection. And he realizes that nam and nami are one, and he realizes that the sadhana of nam is the only process or method of attainment. So this devotee asked, how can we reconcile this apparent difference, or whom should we follow? So because this was at the Chaitanya Saraswat Math, Pujapad Srila Sridhar Maharaj replied that mostly our acharyas have the same opinion, but here we see that there's a slightly different opinion. But we should accept the commentary of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because he is the guru of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he said his commentary is verified by Shastra. And he quoted so many verses from Shastra. Sakurapi, Sakramakurapi, Shradhaya, Heriyava. Even if one doesn't have any faith, if he chants the holy name of Krishna, that nam will deliver him. And no diksha, nacha, Sat Kriyaha. Even if one doesn't accept Diksha, if he's chanting the name, then that nam will give him liberation. And he quoted so many verses from Shastra. So then, Param Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, he began to glorify Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur after first appreciating the explanation of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, saying this is the general glorification. pronunciation of the holy name. But nobody can understand Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, because he was his follower from birth. He used to carry his books on his head when he would, when his father would go to give class. He learned from his father books like Ujjwala Nilamani, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Rama Samhita, and all scriptures, and he studied under his tutelage. So it's only by his mercy that we can understand Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and all of the predecessors of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So he explained Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's reasoning behind that. Just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied to the Kulini Gram residents at Jagannath Puri, how can I know who is a Vaishnava and how can I serve that Vaishnava? In the first year, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said the symptoms of a Kanistha Adhikari, the second year the symptoms of a Madhyama Adhikari, and third year the symptoms of an Uttama Adhikari. So similarly, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is going deeper into the meaning of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur by saying that it's true that as soon as Nam touches the tongue, Namatmaka, as soon as Nam touches the tongue, Rasa Sprig, then the taste of Nam touching the tongue gives automatic liberation and it automatically gives Krishna Prem even. But what is the quality of the tongue that will get touched by the name? That is, if we're speaking about Namaparad, that name does not deliver, and that name needs diksha and all kinds of other purificatory activities in order to have effect. But the pure nam, that name doesn't need any help. It doesn't need any previous regulative purification activities to chant. It doesn't require diksha, it doesn't require anything. So when Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is saying that one should honor a person who's actually received diksha in a certain way, this diksha means real diksha, that he's actually has some transcendental knowledge of his relationship with Krishna, and ksha, his anarthas have gone away. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained that one who's chanting real nam means Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Sarva Bhavito Kirtan. Sarvena Bhavito Kirtan. One who's chanting in Bhava Bhakti and one who's such a person begins to chant Shiva Nam. He's really chanting Nam. And such a person, actually, we offer respects within the deepest core of our heart and with our obeisances and with service. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives the deeper meaning of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And from him, we learn how to serve Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and the previous acharyas. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's pranam mantra says, Madhur Jojalo Pramaja Sri Rupanuga Bhakti Dar. That is, for someone to chant general nam, then anyone can be offered respects for chanting Namaparad. But if one wants to reach this Madhur Jaujala Prem that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give, then he gives himself and hears the Nam from one who's approaching pure devotee or one who is a pure devotee. So he came to give Sri Rupa Nuga Bhakti Dar. He came to give that which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. Unat Ujjala Rasam Sobhakti Shriyam. That very rare opportunity of becoming a maidservant of Srimati Radhika. And he could not tolerate any statement that was against the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami. Without proper understanding of Siddhanta from Rupa Goswami, by not making a distinction between Siddhanta and Upa Siddhanta, there's no way to advance in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, he destroyed with all of his very strong arguments, anything that was against the statements of Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami is Srila Rupa Manjari, and by following his Siddhanta, one gets his mood. Generally, we're very concerned about our own name and fame, and who likes me and who doesn't like me, and who honors me and who doesn't honor me. So if anyone is doubting, why should I be so concerned about these specifics that he was criticized for giving sannyas, or he was criticized for giving sacred thread, or he was criticized for taking sannyas from a picture of his Gurudev instead of his Gurudev in front of him? Why should I be concerned about this? Why should I be concerned about establishing his glory and defending his integrity? What does that have to do with my general life? They have everything to do with our general life. He is Nayana Manjari. That means in that realm, he is like the twinkle of the eye in Srimati Radhika to help her to see Krishna. Whenever she's feeling separation from Krishna, he's always helping her to meet and see Krishna. Similarly, she has another glance, another eye on this world. And Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is Srimati Radhika's eye on this world, Nayana Manjari. As she looks on this world to give this world mercy and take away all the unhappiness from this world, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is her eye. So if one wants to come to that platform of defending the integrity and honor of Srimati Radhika and get that Unat Ojvala Rasam Sobhakti Sriyam, or that Madhur Dojala Prema Adya that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur came to give, where one can be as a chokidar in the just outside the kunj of Srimati Radhika, and Krishna is coming late, having been with some other gopi, and that Manjari will say, "Oh, you cannot come into the kunj of my Swamini. She has her honor. No one can cheat her and come in her kunj." So in order to come to that high platform that he wants to give, Madhuja Ojvala Prema Adya Sri Rupanuga Bhakti Da, in order to come to that platform of defending Srimati Radhika when she is insulted by Krishna, then we have to begin with Guru. Srila Gurudev explained that unless we're feeling intense separation for Guru, we can never feel it for Radha and Krishna. Similarly, when we know Siddhanta and we engage our life in defending and protecting the integrity and glory of our Gurudev and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and our Guru Parampara, then gradually we can come to get what he wanted to give, that Sri Rupanuga Bhakti Da. Welcome.
In morning I told that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave Kurma mantra to Srila Prabhupada. But if he was of so high devotee, high class of devotee, always sinking in the ocean of love and affection for Radha and Krishna Jiva, why he was given Kurma mantra? And Bhaktivinoda Thakur told to Varshi. Why? Because Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur bought a land in Calcutta and he wanted a house there for his whole family. And he wanted to be given to his family, and he will come to Sarupa Ganj for bhajan. At that time, when Bhitti was digging,
Making foundation.
From the ground, Kurmadev
manifested.
Shalagram, but it was Kurmadev. Then Bhakti Vinod Thakur told, oh, by his mercy he has appeared here. So we should not throw him them out here and there. But who will worship? I have no time. Because I will have to go to my office here and there. So he told Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Bimlanand, oh Bimlanand, you should worship and take this mantra. So no harp.
Maybe, how old was he then? I think maybe 6 or 7 years old.
Five. Very small. Yes, seven.
Then. 7 years old.
Yes. But even he gave. I have heard that he gave this mantra at the age of 5. Or like Prahlad Maharaj. Very genius. So he gave. So don't have doubt that why he gave. Oh, Kurma mantra to me. Oh, by accident it was. Also, you should know that he gives sannyas to so many persons. So many very qualified boys. I named yesterday.
This morning.
And he once he told Parvat Maharaj, from Odisha he was. I don't remember his place where, but from anyhow in Odisha he was. And he told that he used to go to Haridwar and other places to preach. And he gave a party and he went to preach in Haridwar and all these places. But he thought that, oh, so many pilgrims are going to Badri Narayan and Kedarnath. So I should go there. And very quickly I will return back and preach. So he went there, Badri Narayan, and then Kedarnath, and he returned back. Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta knew this fact. He called back him. No need of preaching. Oh, he took his sannyas vesh and saffron cloth at once and told that now your name is Badri Narayan Dasadhikari. Grihas name. I will not allow you to be in saffron cloth and sannyas. And then for so many years he was in white dress, not sannyas, and now he becomes so humble, so much obedient, that all began to tell to Prabhupada, please be merciful, and return back. Then Prabhupada mercifully returned back again.
Same name, Prabhupada.
Same name. So he was so
grave and strict.
Once a letter came from the house mother from our Gurudev. No? A letter came that I am now about to die. Please send my Vinod, that at the time of that I may see him
for last time.
I want nothing. What he has done good. But I want to see him. Then Prabhupada called him and told, oh, you should go at once to your mother. And go and see her and serve and then return back. He ordered, and our Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Gyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, he returned back. And then he went in a corner of a very dark room and began to chant, whole night chanting. He did not went to his mother. So the Prabhupada also had some doubt that whether he has gone or not, but I am not seeing him.
and not come to pay obeisance to Prabhupada.
So, where he is? Has he gone? Follow my order or no? Oh, go and search him. And if he is here, call him. And then anyone came and told that he is in sitting in the dark room whole night,
chanting
and weeping. Then he called. Then my Gurudev went to him. Then Prabhupada told him, why you could not went to your mother to see him? He is in lying bed, dead bed. Why you could not? Prabhupada, he told very humbly, looking on earth, weeping, that after millions and millions of life, pieces of life, I have met now in this human life to you. I don't want to miss. If I will go to my mother at the time of death, what will be? She may tell that, oh, my dear boy, I don't believe in any other choice. I believe in you, and I have so much affection for you. After me, you should try to save them and support and nourish. So you should be here. And look after Jamindari.
Land holdings.
So I will have to obey her last
order.
And then anyhow I will be engaged in this art, and I will be very far away from your lotus feet. That is, I am thinking what to do, not to do. And whole night I was restless. Prabhupada told that, yes, you are right. I was taking your test, whether you are going or not. Mm. I'm very nistful.
Cruel-hearted.
I brought so many jewels, qualified sons and husbands of their family. I don't want they should be again involved. A brahmachari, pakka brahmachari and sannyasi, they should not go to their family persons, even his wife, sister, son or anyone. Otherwise he should give up sannyas. Better to give sannyas, renounce order, but not to be by any trick or anything that, oh, I should go and help my son, my wife, my children, my sister, brothers. Sannyas means samyak nash. Prabhupada told, nash means to cut all the worldly relations and thickly be connected with Guru Padma and Vaishnava. Anyhow, Narottam Thakur or Bhakti Vinod Thakur has written this. Sannyasin karya yeina hai kutumba layya kare bharana poshan, or he should go to his related persons. Sannyasi sudana. So in this, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Sati.
Jagadananda Pandit has told this.
Jagadananda Pandit. Oh, not any ordinary person. Jagadananda, who? He was also a renowned person. And one of the associates, not only associate, very
intimate associate.
And he has told, we should try to follow that a sannyasi, or he should come, really the relation. And relations should come one pointed to Krishna. Otherwise, he should be in grihastha life, supporting and nursing them and being a devotee. So we should always remember. I wanted to tell so many things, but I want to hear also from others. You should speak something. Also, I am very cruel in this matter. If I will hear anyone having any connection and going there, I will take their sannyas and everything, saffron cloth, and I will
Adhikari name.
Give name or like that. That's Adhikari. Please do it in 15 minutes. 15 minutes, no?
Open one or two windows there.
On the top only, not like this.
Om Ajnana Smirandhasya Jnanam Shalamaka Chakshurun Haditam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namaam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Vansha Kalpaturubhascha Kripasindhubhyevacha Patitanam Kavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He is like the engineer of this modern Krishna consciousness movement. Srila Sachidananda Bhakti or Thakur, he was like the architect. He designed the whole plan. He wrote all of the directions, all of the shastras. And he called for the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and Srimati Radhika to send their dearmost servitor, their empowered servitor to this world, to execute this great mission and to bring Krishna consciousness movement, the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to the length and breadth of the entire world. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur first of all wrote one book in English language, and this was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his life and precepts. And he sent this book to the Western countries, into universities in Canada and England. And in this way, he began this flow. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's movement, it is called Bhaktivinoda Dhara, like a stream, a transcendental stream of nectar flowing down from Srila Rupa Goswami Pad and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as we heard, without the presence of these divine personalities in this world who strongly preach the message of Mahaprabhu and completely smashed all misconceptions of the Apasampradayas and Mayavad misconceptions that were so prevalent at that time, without their coming, it is sure and certain that this Krishna consciousness movement would not have come to the Western world, and even more, it could have disappeared or gone underground within the land of Bharata. But by the mercy and the divine empowerment of these personalities, today we are sitting here. None of us could be here if it was not for the mercy of Srila Sachidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his divine representative, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So, actually, how have we received this mercy? How has it come to us? Because Srila Prabhupada, from the first meeting with Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, from the first meeting of this divine personality in 1921, when he was young man and householder and coming to his lotus feet for the first time to hear him speak the message of Gauravani. Then as soon as he arrived there with some other classmates of his, university classmates, and paid his obeisances to this sadhu, the very first words that he heard from him was that, oh, you are all intelligent Western persons. You should preach this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the whole world, to the English-speaking world. It will be good for you. And then, at that time, Abhay Charan Day, at that time, he objected. He gave some argument that, oh, how is it possible that we can preach and distribute this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Who will listen to us in the world? We are a dependent nation. We are ruled by another country. So who will listen to us? What kind of voice will we have? And then at that time, Srila Prabhupada, he defeated Abhay Charan Day. And he told him that this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not dependent upon any political situation, who is ruling, which party is ruling, which country is ruling. It is completely transcendental. So in many ways, he defeated him. And then Abhay Charan Day at that time said, I very much was so pleased to be defeated by my Guru Maharaj. And from that moment, he accepted him. He told, I accepted him in my heart as my Guru Dev. And he left that place thinking, now the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is in the hands of a very great personality, very qualified personality. So years later, he also sent one letter just before the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada. And he asked him that, I am one of your disciples. You have many thousands of disciples. I'm a householder and I cannot do service like you have so many brahmacharis and sannyasis. So what can I do? What service can I do for you? And then Srila Prabhupada wrote back to him. And he said it was the same message that he had gotten 12 or so many years before in 1921 at their first meeting. He told him, he said that you should always try to preach this message in the English language and without any kind of difficulty, you should try to print books. Whenever you get any money, you should try to print books and distribute to the world. So by these orders of Srila Prabhupada, by the divine inspiration coming from him into the heart of Abhay Charan Day, he carried out this order of his Guru Maharaj. And by his mercy, he came across the oceans to reach the whole Western world with the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should understand, like Gurudev told this morning, that he is like an arm, an extended arm of Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. It was him who was doing this preaching work, who had given his mercy to all the fallen souls throughout the world, whose heart was breaking to give this mercy and this line of Bhakti Vinodara to the whole world. And Abhay Charanaravinda, who became Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he brought this message to everyone by the empowerment of his Gurudev. And also by the empowerment of the most intimate servitor of his Gurudev, Srila Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Srishimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, who was his dearmost bosom friend, and who empowered him by giving him sannyas order and making him to drink the nectar of bhakti rasa. Vairagya yud bhakti rasam prayatnaya. And by the empowerment and mercy of these divine personalities, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj was able to go to the length and breadth of the world and to bring thousands and millions of people to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna. So who was this exalted divine personality who came within this world by the calling of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur? He was direct associate of Radha and Krishna in transcendental Sri Vrindavan Dham and a personal associate of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And his whole life was simply a complete manifestation of his highly exalted position. As we heard this morning from Gurudev, so many indications in his very childhood. And we've heard also from the lotus mouth of our Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, how his Prabhupada had such an exalted nature and qualities, and how powerful he was. He used to tell that my Guru Maharaj was hard like a thunderbolt, but also he was very soft like a rose. So his Vaishnava qualities were so exalted that Pajanorajita Sajjana Sangha Patim, that even the most exalted personalities, the most highly elevated transcendentalists, oh, they want his association. They are worshipping his lotus feet. So, I want to tell how Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, in his youth, there are so many beautiful stories in his biography about his manifesting, his divine character. But one particular history tells of one time when he was in his youth and he was in his teens. We heard this morning that already he was very, very renowned and he was so highly exalted in the science of astrology. But also, he was vastly, vastly learned in all the shastras. And it so happened that at that time, there was a very great challenge which had come from the Brahmana, especially the Smarta Brahmana community that was prevalent around Navadvip Dham area at that time. And they made a challenge to the Gaudiya Vaishnav community that we are, everywhere it is stated in the Shastras, that Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is more favored to the Brahmanas. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitayacha. That he is always favoring the Brahmanas, even more above the Vaishnavas. So this challenge came, and many of the exalted Vaishnavas in Navadvip Dham, they elected that Srila Sachidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur would come, and he would present all of the evidence of Shastra, and he would defend all of these bogus accusations coming from the Smarta Brahmana community. But at that time, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was bedridden, and he was manifesting the lila of being sick. So he told to his dearmost disciple and son.
I want to tell you that you told that Krishna is Go Brahman Hitayacha. And he has given more
importance
of Brahman than Vaishnava. Where? Any example?
नहीं नहीं वो बता रहे हैं स्मार्ट लोग ये भावना लेकर के अटैक कर रहे थे वैष्णव के ऊपर स्मार्ट लोगों का ये विचार बता रहे हैं वैष्णव का नहीं है
दैट वाज द आईडिया ऑफ समाज और
स्मार्ट
स्मार्ट
So, but anyway, whole Bengal or whole India was
involved.
Suffering from in these days.
Yeah.
A smart Brahman. They wanted their influence. Yeah.
So then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave him the order that he should go, even though he was still in his youth, but he had full confidence in him that he would be able to go there and present perfectly the final conclusions of all the Shastras to prove that Krishna is always favoring the Vaishnavas over the Brahmanas and that a pure Vaishnava, he is automatically a Brahmana. But a Brahmana is not automatically a Vaishnava. So, then at that time, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, who was known as Siddhanta Saraswati at that time, he prepared one amazing essay, which actually now we also, it has been translated, that same essay has been translated into English language. And all of the quotations which he gathered from so many different shastras to support his conclusions are all mentioned there in this book. very, very vast essay that he wrote. So, with empowered with this essay and armed with this ammunition, he now went to this meeting in Medinipur. So, at this assembly, the brahmanas were seated on one side. So the brahmanas were seated on one side.
He did not went, but he was sent by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur.
Yes. He was deputed by him. So, on one side were the brahmanas, and on the other side were the Vaishnavas. In that gathering of Vaishnavas, there were also many exalted personalities revered amongst the Vaishnava community. But they had chosen Siddhanta Saraswati as the presenter of all of this pure Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. So, the director of the assembly, he had given chance to the brahmanas to present their arguments. And so, they had spoken for a very, very long time, those who were representing the brahmanas. And they had presented so many different evidences from the Shastra. So now, at the end of that evening, then they adjourned, and then the next day, again they began. But now they gave chance to Siddhanta Saraswati and the Vaishnava side to begin to present all of their evidence. So now, Siddhanta Saraswati, he began, first of all, to present all various quotations from the Vedic Shastras about the exalted position of the brahmanas. So many different quotations he gathered from everywhere in the Vedas, Upanishads, in Mahabharata, in so many different places. And he presented a very, very powerful presentation, so much so that it practically appeared that he was stating that the brahmanas were in the superior position. So he spoke for many, many hours like this. And as he was speaking, the brahmanas who were on one side, they became very happy. They were very encouraged. And they thought, oh, very nice, he's supporting our side. So he spoke till the end of the day. Then, again, they had to resume the next day. So in the early morning time, again, he began to speak. And now he began to present from the Shastras so many powerful evidences and quotations which superseded all the quotations that he had made about the brahmanas and directly showed that the Vaishnava is superior to a brahmana.
Who is Brahmin?
And a brahmana is not by birth. Not simply. So many statements from Shastra explaining that in Kali Yuga there is no pure birth lineage, and in Bhagavad Gita Krishna says Chaturvarnyam Mayashristam Guna Karma Vibhagasha, that all of the divisions of the four varnas and ashramas, they are not determined by birth, but by quality, guna, and by karma, by work. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he began to glorify the position of the Vaishnavas. And as the Vaishnavas were hearing this, they were feeling so much happiness. And the whole crowd, there were thousands of people who were assembled there for this great debate. And everyone was beaming. And so finally he spoke all the way through the entire day. And at the end of his whole session, those who were making the judges of the debate, they unanimously decided in the favor of Siddhanta Saraswati that he had perfectly presented these arguments and thoroughly represented the position of Shastras and firmly established that the Vaishnava position is superior to the Brahmin's position. And then at that time, a huge uproar took place in the crowd. They became like mad. They were so much impressed with Siddhanta Saraswati. This was the first time that he had made such a large public address in an assembly. And they began rushing forward. They wanted to touch his feet. They wanted to take the dust from his lotus feet. So at that time, there were many guards in the assembly, and they took him forcibly into one room, and they placed his feet into a huge big bucket of water. And then they brought this bucket of water and they sprinkled this on all the devotees and gave them Vishara and Amritam. So then they became very happy and very satisfied. Otherwise there would have been some riot. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada manifested at that time. And when Bhaktivinoda Thakur had heard about his presentation, he said, "Oh, Saraswati, truly, truly Saraswati, that he has glorified the position of the Vaishnavas in the most exalted way." So there are so many very wonderful incidences from his life which prove his divine character. This is even prior to his coming out in the form of Vaishnava Acharya. But all throughout his life, he showed the divine character of a pure servitor of the Supreme Lord. And by his mercy, by this softness of his heart, crying for all the Jiva souls throughout the world, he established Gaudiya Math, he established 64 Maths throughout India, he established Brihat Mridanga, he established Sannyas, and he firmly, like an engineer for the great project of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he established the whole basis upon which this Krishna consciousness movement could be spread to the length and breadth of the entire world. So we are so much indebted to the lotus feet of this most exalted personality, Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, without whose mercy we would never be able to sit here and hear from the lotus mouth of his divine representative, our beloved Srila Gurudev Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. And I want to say one more thing, that many times our Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he used to tell us that the grandfather, he is especially inclined and especially merciful and favorable toward his grandchildren, even more so than the father. And we used to remember this when we first came to the lotus feet of our Prabhupada. We used to remember that really, all of this mercy is coming from his Prabhupada. And all of this divine blessings and opportunity to come to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is coming from our divine grandfather who is giving, who is somehow or other, by his merciful effulgence shining down upon us, we are having this golden opportunity in our life. So we owe everything at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Sriman Narayan Maharaj will speak 2 words.
2 hours.
2 hours?
Om Jnana Tirandhasya Jnanandana Salakya Chakshuran Viritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Tinamine Sri Vaishabharvi Devi Daitaya Kripabdai Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Daine Prabhave Namaha. First of all, after my sastangandhat Pushpanjali, my heart like flowers, thousands and thousands of times at the lotus feet of my holy master, Asmadeya Paramaradhatama Guru Pada Padma, Siru Padu Vacharya Varya, Om Vishnu Pada Shtotra Sattva Sishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. Secondly, after my sastangandhat Pushpanjali thousands of times at the lotus feet of Nithi Lila Prabhishnam Vishnu Pada Shtotra Sattva Sishimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, on this the auspicious occasion of his divine appearance in this world, after my pranam to my Sri Guru Parampara and to all the assembled Vaishnavas, like Pujaniya Guru Jana, the senior devotees, Ananya Chidambi Parivan, the assembled sannyasis, my God brothers, God sisters, and all the assembled guests. This morning, we heard from the lotus lips of Srila Gurudev about the divine and uncommon appearance pastimes of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sasarin Thakur and about his uncommon childhood. And we have heard from the perspective of a loving father, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, how he was somewhat worried about his son, how he tried to find some engagements for him in this world, but at every step he failed because his son had too much devotion. He failed in his chemical business, his Ayurvedic business. He failed in his teaching business. Every place he failed. So finally, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur acquired land in Mayapur and deities there, and he began to serve the deities there. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sasarin Thakur, from his childhood, he was so devoted. We have heard how his father in his childhood gave him the mantra to Kurmadev. He did not give him mantra to Radha and Krishna. Why? Because he wanted to manifest within this world a very wonderful pastime. The pastime of Srila, this Bimal Prasad, taking shelter of the lotus feet of Nityananda Parvishvam Vishwapad Sishimad Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Even though Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sasarin Thakur was the most learned scholar in the whole of India, he was learned in all Veda Vedanta Upanishad, Vyakaranam, Sanskrit. He was the most learned person in astrology, even. That the dean of the college, Calcutta University, kept open a seat for him there, that he should be head of the astrology department. So from the material perspective, he had all types of qualifications even. But what happened? He was very much attracted to the lotus feet of Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj had come from a very simple family. In his Purva ashram, he was a grain merchant. And upon the passing away of his wife, he accepted Babaji Vesh. And he came to Navadvip and was doing bhajan there. He had no education, it seems. It seems that he could not even write his own name. And now, the most learned scholar in the whole world came to him and begged him, "Please accept me as your disciple. I want to accept you as my Gurudev. Please accept me." But Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj said, "No. You are the son of Srila Bhakti, the great personality Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You are from a very high class Brahmin family. And you have a very great education."
No, he did not told like this. Brahmin family he never told.
He said, he did not say you are from Brahmin family.
Vaishnava family.
Vaishnava family. You are from great Vaishnava family. And you are very educated. So, you should not accept me as your spiritual master. He begged again and again. He said, "I will ask Gaurantai." Srila, that time Bimal Prasad, he went away and then came back. "Will you accept me? Or I forgot to ask Gaurantai." In this way, Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj made so many excuses. So finally, Bimal Prasad, Siddhanta Saraswati, he went away and he was doing Chandrayan Vrata. This is a very difficult vow in which the person on the full moon day can take 15 bites of food, and then the next day 14, the next day 13, and down on the astami only 8 bites, and then 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, then fasting. And then again they can increase. So according to the cycle of the moon, they control their eating. And Siddhanta Saraswati was becoming very, very thin. And sick, not taking by hand, only by
cow,
like eating like a cow from the ground with the mouth. So at that time, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he requested Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, "Just see how this boy is so determined to take shelter of your lotus feet. And just see how he's becoming very lean and thin. It is as if he is about to die. He is very sincere. And on the inspiration of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then Srila Gopishodas Babaji Maharaj accepted and initiated him and gave him the name Sri Bhashabhanavi Devi Daita Das, the servant of Srimati Radhika. So the question may come, why is it that the most learned person and qualified person from such an aristocratic family will take shelter of this person who seems to not have a very great background? Oh, the answer is that the disciple does not approach the guru for any position in this world. In his humility, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sundari Thakur said, when I came to my guru, I had so many false egos, thinking that I was a great scholar, I was a great aristocrat. In his humility, he said, but my Gurudev, by his causes mercy, he sprinkled the dust from his feet upon my head. And at that time, I became unconscious, unaware of all of these things, by his causeless mercy. Because when the disciple approaches the lotus feet of Sadhguru, he does not come for any kind of prestige, power, position, or mature education. But rather, Srila Gokishodas Babaji Maharaj had what Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sasari Thakur was searching for. What is that? He was always weeping. Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Sri Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Sri Radhe, Amreshwar Bhano Nandi, Radhe, Radhe, Amreshwar Bhano Nandi, Radhe, Radhe, sing. He had the inspiration in his heart to manifest this kirtan in the world, in which the mood of Raghunath Das Goswami has been expressed. Kote go premamoyi radhe radhe, O Srimati Radhika, where are you? Go sai niyam kore sare dake radhe radhe. Raghunath Das Goswami is always crying, O Srimati Radhika, where are you? Malin vasan diya gai radhe radhe, giving up his worldly royal attire of being a wealthy person and putting on the grey cloth covered in the dust, just ordinary, dirty, white cloth. Malimbasa Diyagai Radhe Radhe, Braje Julai Gadagadi Jai Radhe Radhe, with his voice choked, he would fall on the ground in the pain of separation from Srimati Radhika. Mukhe Radhe Radhe Bole Radhe Radhe, Bose Nayane Rajale Radhe Radhe, always calling out the name of Radhika and drowning in the current of his own tears of separation. So Srila Gorkishnodas Babaji Maharaj was like this. And upon seeing this, that Bimal Prasad, seeing this, a greed came in his heart. I want to have a mood like you. This is the reason why we approach the lotus feet of Sri Guru. Not for anything else. Only for this mood of deep love and separation from the lotus feet of Radhika, that one day we may attain her service. And in this way, he took shelter of his Gurudev. And in 1905, at the age of only 31, he took shelter of the Chandrasekhar Bhavan in Mayapur Dham and began to observe his vow to chant 1 billion names. 1 billion names of Radha and Krishna. That means to complete 3 lakhs Harinam, 192 rounds every day for 10 years. So he began his vow. And he was completely absorbed in Nam Bhajan and reading the books of our Goswamis. At that time, Srila Gokishodas Babaji Maharaj, he commented, oh, I can see the Vairagya of Das Goswami in my Prabhu. He would call his disciple my Prabhu. And he said, I see the Vairagya, renunciation of Raghunath Das Goswami in him. It was at that time when there at that time, Bhakshabhanavi Devi Daita Das, he wrote his commentary on Shikshastikam, Manashiksha, and Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam. These commentaries on Manashiksha and Shikshastikam, very mercifully, Srila Gurudev has translated and presented to us, so that we can see the method by which Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sasari Thakur was doing his bhajan and his deep realization of the Siddha Pranali, that is the Shikshastakam of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Manashiksha of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. But in the year 1914, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur discovered his unmanifest pastimes. He left the vision of ordinary mortals in this world. And shortly after, in 1915, Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj also departed from this world. Now, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sasari Thakur was in this world, apparently, without the association of his nearest and dearest, his Diksha Guru, Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, and his Shiksha Guru, and all in all, the lotus feet of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. What to do now? Vaishnavism was in a dark period. So by the inspiration of his Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru, he took sannyas and he began his preaching. But in what way did he preach? Previously, other Vaishnavas, other Acharyas, they had spread the glories of their Siddhanta by taking patronage from a king or a powerful person. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sasari Thakur, just taking the help of some very young teenage boys who left their homes and everything, he gave them sannyas, and with them he began to preach everywhere. And in the beginning they had nothing. At that time when Vinod Bihari Brahmachari, our Param Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Goswami Maharaj, Paramananda Prabhu and others came, there was nothing. Gaudiya Math meant that Paramananda Prabhu would offer artik, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sasari Thakur would ring the bell. Narahari would offer artik and Paramananda Prabhu would ring the bell. And this was Gaudiya Math. There was nothing. They were so poor. They had nothing to eat. They would pick some weeds from the jungle and boil them and eat them. And if Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sasari Thakur would notice that they had nothing to eat, they would tell, "Oh Gurudev, we are practicing Vairagya." They would not bring any bad news into the ear of their Gurudev, because Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sasari Thakur inspired within them so much faith and devotion in the lotus feet of Sri Guru and in the service of Gauranga, that tolerating all difficulties and in a very humble and simple way, they began the preaching. And very soon, only within a few years, it began to spread all over India, everywhere, and monks began to come, and thousands of disciples came to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sasari Thakur. Because his teachings were astonishing. He would tell the people, "Don't try to see Krishna. Try to behave in such a way that Krishna will want to see you. This is the method of self-realization." He told them, "Oh, you cannot enter into transcendental bhajan by imitation, by imagination, any more than a woman can give birth to a child by going into the hospital, lying on the table in the maternity ward and making sounds like a woman in labor. Can she give birth? Quite impossible. So the imitation is not possible. You have to serve lotus feet of Guru. And not any ritual have to go on. Nishtha, then taste, ruchi, asakti, attachment. And then one can enter into internal services of lotus feet of Radha and Krishna." He preached very boldly all of these things and established the pure vichadhara of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That means the pure teachings of Rupa and Raghunath. In 1924, on this day, his birthday, he arranged for Vyasa Puja, the worship of the whole Guru Parampara. And at that time, he gave a very astonishing speech. All the disciples and many others had come and worshipped him with many presentations of flower garlands and donations. Then, seeing that there were some people in the audience who could not recognize his position or understand the meaning of Guru Seva, hearing what they were whispering in their hearts, he gave a lecture. And in that lecture, he explained that there are some people here who are thinking, "Who is that person sitting up on a big high seat accepting all of this worship when many learned and respectable personalities are seated upon the ground? What kind of animal from a zoo, what kind of brute can sit there proudly on a big seat while others are sitting on the ground?" Then to you, I give this answer. You know that a Vaishnav will never accept the position of Guru. Vaishnav, this thought will not come in his mind, "I am Guru," because Vaishnav is Trinada Pisu ni Chena Toro ni Vasishtana, more humble than a blade of grass. So Vaishnav will never think, "I am Guru." Yet on the other hand, Unless a Vaishnav accepts the position of Guru, then the transcendental family will come to an end. The Sampradaya will not go on. So then what will he do? So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sahasrara Thakur, he explained that at the time of Rasa Leela, when the gopis were searching for Krishna, at that time they began to weep. Chuta piyala panasasana ko vidara bilvaka jamba bakula kadamba nipa yenge parata bhavaka yamano pakula samstantu Krishna padavim rahitatmanandaha. The gopis were searching for Krishna on the bank of Jamuna, and they were approaching the trees. Chuta piyala panasasana ko vidara. O Kovidana tree, O mango tree, O jambu tree, baku tree, O banyan tree. They're asking the trees, have you seen Krishna? Because you live on the bank of Jamuna, you live in this holy place, then you are sadhus, and you are very merciful to others. So please be merciful to us, and tell us, where is the son of Nanda Maharaj? Because he has taken our hearts and he has run away. So gopis of Vrindavan having the highest brain, then they see even the trees and creepers and flowers of Vrindavan to be like their guru. So similarly, the Mahabhagavat Vaishnav, he never sees that he is guru, but rather he sees that everyone is his guru. And he gives respect to them. In this way, or he can accept disciples in the service of the Lord, but he never thinks that he is guru. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sahasrara Thakur said, all of you, you are my Vipad Banjan Bandhu. You are my friends who saved me from great calamity. From the calamity of forgetting Krishna or leaving the service of my guru. You have come to me and always asking me questions about Krishna, about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you are engaging me in telling so much Harikatha and in the service of my guru. So you, he said to his disciples, you are saving me from a great calamity by always giving me the chance to serve lotus feet of my Gurudev. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sahasrara Thakur, by his astonishing and wonderful presentation of the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he won the hearts of thousands of personalities and manifested within this world great personalities such as Nityananda Pravishnam Shishimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Rakshak Shira Goswami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Dayak Madhav Goswami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. Many great exalted personalities were manifested in this world by his mercy. Then, towards the end of his pastimes, he was staying in Jagannath Puri, in Purushottam Gaudiya Math, at the Chatak Parvat. And there, he was completely absorbed in his bhajan, always crying, oh my Prabhu, calling out to the lotus feet of Srila Gokishodas Babaji Maharaj in separation, and remembering the verses of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Pramadamadana Leela Kandare Kandare Te Rachayati Navayuna Dandam Asmi Namandam Iti Kila Kalanatam Lagna Kastadvayor Me Nija Nikata Nivasam Dehi Govadanatam. Or just like Madhavendra Puripad at the end of his life was crying, O Mathura Puri, I have not attained you. Krishna Chandra, I have not attained you. At the end of his life, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sahasrara Thakur was crying, hey Giriraj Govardhan, I have not attained you. Please be merciful to me. Give me a place there so that I may serve the lotus feet of Shishi, Gandharika, Giridhari, Sisi, Radha and Krishna. And in high separation mood, he would weep. He called his disciples around them and asked them, oh, please listen. I have a very important message. What is that message? Time is short. We will not remain in this world for very long. And therefore, don't try to solve all your problems. Because problems come like waves in the ocean, one after another. Don't try to solve these problems. It is not necessary to solve your problems to engage in bhajan. Forgetting about millions of problems and millions of difficulties, one should take complete shelter of Ashray Tattva. Ashray Vigraha. That means Sri Gurudev and Srimati Radhika. And under their shelter, one should try to do bhajan. He said, I have spent so much time cutting the jungles of Aau, Bao, Kata, Bhaja, Goranga, Nagari, Saki, Beki, Sahajya, Smarta, Jat, Gosai, many upper Siddhantas. But I'm telling you, don't spend all of your time in this. We have not come into the world for this. Why have we come here? Adadanastrinandanta idam jache puna puna srimadrupapadambhoja dhulisham janma jannani. Taking straw between my teeth, I fall on the ground again and again and beg with a choked voice and tears in my eyes. Oh, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, please accept me. Birth after birth, I only want to become the dust of your lotus feet. So we've come into this world only to become the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Rupa, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Rupa Mantri. We have come for this. And if you pass all of your time only cutting jungles, then even though Srila Madhavendra Puripad brought down from transcendental Goraloka Vrindavan Madhurya Rasamayi Upasana, the sweet method of the loving service of Radha and Krishna, you will have neglected that gift and you will not be able to attain it. So he gave these very strong and important instructions to his disciples. And in his final hours, he called for his dear disciple, Srila Bhakti Rakshak Srila Maharaj, and asked him to sing the song of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Sri Mora Sampada. The lotus feet of Sri Rupa Manjari, they are my life and soul. They are my bhajan, they are my puja. They are my japa, they are my brata. They are my tapa, they are my dharma, they are my karma, they are all in all. Oh, when will that day come when with these two eyes I will behold your beautiful lotus feet? In separation from you, it is this as if I am being burnt to death by the very virulent poison of the snake of separation. Ha ha Rupa Kona Gaya, Deho More Parachaya. Oh, Sri Rupa, please give me the shelter of your lotus feet. I'm completely absorbed in this mood. Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Sasar Thakur, in his eternal form of Sri Nayanamani Manjari, entered the eternal Leela of Radha and Krishna to serve them under the guidance of Sri Rupa Manjari.
Thank you.
Nitya Leela Krishna Krishna Bhaktisiddhanta Sasar Thakur, Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Time is now over. It will be too late for me to be here. And it will be bad for my health. I want to finish today, but I want to tell that our Guru Maharaj used to glorify his Gurudev that as Sri Sachinandan Gaur Hari descended to this world, and all glories, all teachings, everything of Ramchandra, Nrisimhadev, Kalki, Vaman and all was in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Similarly, so many acharyas came to India. Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbadita, Vallabhacharya, so many came. After that, Sri Sarup Damodar Raya Ramananda, Sada Goswami, Krishnadasa Viraj Goswami, up to Sri Bhakti Vinod Thakur. But all the ideals were included in Srila Prabhupada. What Rupa Goswami gave, you heard something from Aranya Maharaj, from Raghunath Das Goswami. He took sannyas by process from Ramanujacharya. He did not talk from Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because they were ek dandi. And that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
broke his dandi.
Broken in three pieces. And three pieces, three dandi. So he followed this process from
Nityananda Prabhu.
Ramanujacharya. And Madhvacharya he took. O five Siddhants. Jeev Ishware Bhed, Jive Jive Bhed, Jeev Jade Bhed, Jade Jade Bhed, Jade Ishware Bhed. Baldev Vidyabhushan has told all these things. So Prabhupada, in Prabhupada, all these things were there. Mm-hmm. Or Guru Maharaj used to tell that Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, especially Shankaracharya, Madhvacharya and others, they took help from big, big kings, very powerful and wealthy personals. So many, like Buddha Dev,
Ashok
by Ashok, Shankaracharya by so many, Ramanu, so many big, big wealthy persons of South India. Madhvacharya same. But Prabhupada, what did? Miracle. He told to his disciples, oh, I'm giving one very small box. You should go to door to door in station, railway station, bosses, in markets, everywhere, and tell them to give one
Pais
only, don't take two. And tell them what is Krishna Bhajan. Go door to door and tell them, after so many species you have become human, one day you will die. You cannot take your even a hair or body anymore. So, please chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Take shelter of a bona fide guru. So go door to door. And what became? Very soon in whole Bengal or whole India, even he sent in his lifetime, Ban Maharaj, Shri Bhakti Pradeep Tirth Maharaj, Sarang Goswami Maharaj,
Western country.
To Western country, especially in England.
Germany
too, here and there. So, he was very kind, very bold. So, all the ideals of the whole previous acharyas were in Sita, some special also. He was bold, was very high class of darshani, but even weeping, like he told in Jagannath Puri, Chatak Parvat, here and there. Once he was in Radhakund, and big parikrama was there, more than 500, 600 or 1,000. And there he told this same word you told. In a big exhibition and so many things, he told, I came to this world. I began to cut the jungle of Mayabad, Sahajiya, Sakhi, Bheki and all others, Bodhavad also. And my whole life went away in this way. But you should remember, this is not the aim and object of our life. To be the maid servant of the Lord's feet of Srila Rupa Goswami. Always remember how to receive the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan Gaurhari, and Radha Krishna Kanjuga. For this Nityananda Prabhu came, for Baldev Prabhu came. So please remember, cutting jungle and all other things that I have done, it was necessary for to establish that thing. So don't be so much engaged in this. Always remember our aim and object to have love and affection for Radha Krishna. Otherwise you will be karmi. Karmi. He has written in
Upadeshavali.
At the Gaudiya magazine, it is written. So, we should also try to be. what we are doing, establishing press, publishing books, Goshala, medical helps,
Gurukul,
added, but you don't invest your whole time in that. You should try to know the aim and object that I told for today, yesterday especially. This is our aim and object. Also he used to tell my Gurudev that Srila Prabhupada has a special mercy to jivas. He never told anyone disciple or anything. Oh, Ramananda, oh, this. Prabhu. Mm-hmm. He was so humble. Very humble. He quoted that, told that at the time of Vyas Puja, he told so. He told that what you are giving, this is the credit of my Gurudev. And giving all in offering in the lotus feet of my Gurudev. So be like that. Don't try to do hajam,
digest
everything that, I'm doing preaching, he are doing. And all are very much impressed by my classes. Yeah. I'm so learned. Yeah. I'm always sitting next chair to Gurudev. Don't like. Or be humble like Prabhupada. He never told anyone except two persons. To me, that is you. He always told Prabhu. And our Guru Maharaj never went nearer and did pranam to him. Mm-hmm. Why?
He always to do that pranam.
If anyone do pranam, any disciple, even he used to do pranam. So my Guru, they was very tricky also. He never went in front of him and did. Oh, from very far away, that Prabhupada should not see him. And he used to do pranam. But Prabhupada used to tell all Prabhu. But only our Gurudev and Paramananda Prabhu. Used to tell to me. Even that you are very foolish, my Gurudev. He used to tell. Very foolish. You are doing nothing for you, for others. You should keep something for you. Our Guru Maharaj never did like this. Those who left Gaudiya mission, they took so much money, lakhs and lakhs, and so many things, and they became out and established their mind. But my Gurudev, without penniless. As Swamiji went to Western countries penniless, he left that place penniless, with more than 40 or 50 disciples of Prabhupada. And there was nothing to eat. Even. He was bold like his Gurudev. So Prabhupada always used to glorify others. In his last days, one thing you should know, how he was bold. When Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj was in Navadvip, and he departed from this world, he told before that, if I will die, bring some ropes, bind my legs, and take me
dragging
in the length of whole Navadvip, because I could not do bhajan. I missed. I'm most suffering person. No quality at all. If at the time of death my body will touch any dust of this holy dham, then I may be, next time I may do bhajan. And after that he left his body. Oh, this news went very like fire everywhere. And the Babaji is so-called disciple of Babaji. He never gave initiation to them. But they used to tell that false ego that I am disciple of Babaji. At that time, this news went to Mayapur. Prabhupada was in Mayapur. He came with so many disciples. He saw that a very big rope has been brought from
market,
and they were going to
tie his feet.
And to drag him, as he told. Prabhupada told, I am only disciple, only one disciple of my Gurudev. I will see that who is going to bound, who has
who is so powerful. Bold to do this.
To bind the feet of my Gurudev. You are not qualified to touch his lotus feet even by humbleness, he told. But he is what?
Realized soul.
He associates.
Eternal associates.
And he is liberated person. You could not follow his words. That is why you are doing wrong. They told that our Gurudev has told, so we will follow his orders and we will drag him. And then he boldly with his disciples. Our Gurudev was also among them. And he protested. Police at once came and there was likely to be fighting. Police came and then Srila Prabhupada stood up and told, I am only the disciple of my Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada.
Srila
Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. If anyone qualified to touch his lotus feet, he should come out. And he should touch the lotus feet of Bal Brahmachari. Bal Brahmachari. Bal Brahmachari, you know? By birth he was
Brahmachari.
Who can touch the feet of Babaji Maharaj. Even anyone has not even in dream seen the face of any lady. What to tell his whole life? Even 1 year, he has not been with any wife, any lady. Then he told 6 months, then 15 days, and then 7 days. And he told in the last, even today,
last night,
they have not seen the face of any lady, then they should come and touch. If they will become illegally, their heads will be so all the Babajis fly away from there, and Srila Prabhupada took in his lap with the help of the devotees, and he on the bank of Ganges, and he gave Samadhi. So how he was powerful. Oh, so many hours time we can spend. But in the last, I want to tell you that last day he told his disciples that I've taken the cream of these societies. So many sons, so many husbands. All are weeping. Their father, mother, and wives, relatives. I became so much cruel. But one day they will realize, then I have done right. They were wrong. And whatever I have done for their gain, not for me. So that they may serve Radha Krishna Kanjugala Sachinandan Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. For this, one day they will. Also, the Brahmin, smart Brahmin, one day they will realize that we are wrong. And Saraswati Thakur is right. One day they will realize. They realized after his
departure.
They were lamenting for this, that why we have went against. And he told that, in this world there are problems from birth. and they will be till death. Only to solve problem we have not taken birth. We should try to know that what is our aim and object of our life. Don't go on solving. They will come like waves after one another. Coming, coming, coming. More bigger, more bigger, more bigger. And you cannot solve. So let them come. And in this you should do bhajan under the shade of Ashraya Vigraha, Guru Tattva and Srimati Radhika in Ashraya. Don't quarrel among you. No, never, never and never. As everywhere I am seeing, that after departure of any very
influence Acharya,
Acharya, all began to
call each other.
What? To become
the next prominent one.
No, Acharya on his gaddi. And they quarrel. I see everywhere in Gaudiya Math too. Only I see a special that in Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti after departure of a Guru Dev, no quarrel, nothing, all are, up to now they are all. Because there was no selfishness. Anyone did not want that I should be Acharya. So you should also try to be true disciple, following his order, very humble. He told that one day this body will be rotten. No use. Even at that time, with a rotten body, cancer, TB, and so many diseases, maybe you should take shelter in the Lord's feet of Radha and Krishna and Sachinandan Gaurajmita. Even they will be merciful, and you can be liberated. And Krishna will be merciful to you to sprinkle Shuddha Bhakti in you. Don't forget all these things. This was the last
instruction of Prabhupada.
So many things to tell about his instruction. But today I am finishing. Gaur Premadi.
Thus ends the class on the 22nd, 21st of February in the evening in Olpe, Germany. Hare Krishna.
So, as we announced yesterday, so some